Hear the Lord God declare his State of the Nation address to the United States of America on the 29th of January 2022. I, the Lord God, creator of all things, did with the most excellent craftsmanship and attention to detail form the United States of America under the covenant that was made by its forefathers. And thus it grieves me that I, the supreme ruler of the earth, must now address you as if you are a multinational corporation, rather than the people who were brought together through many trials and intense heat, and by my grace. For Ephraim, you are prophetically called to be an example to the nations of the world. So why is there this bleating that I can hear in my ears and a foul stench in my nostrils? Is it not the evidence of leaders and false prophets that have been placed in great positions of power and were not of my choosing? They have come to my people and are speaking of a better future, freedom, opportunities for all. But it is nothing more than malicious plotting, strategic slavery, and general tyranny for their own personal gain. And do they honestly think that I am not watching? Where were they when the waters of the world were just a small pool in my hands? And I'm asking them now, who did I have to bribe to shape the mountains and bring forth the trees to bear fruit? And their days are merely a breath of air, but they think their leadership is superior to mine. The Lord God who judges is strong, and the kings of the earth who lived in heathenism will weep and lament over your corporate city when they see the smoke from her fire. I, the Lord God, declare that John F. Kennedy was my president. However, evil agendas in defiance of me, the only God, dictated a coup so that all the world could see, making all subsequent presidents mere agents of secret organizations and societies. And this was a defiant act to displace me, the only true God. But they have never factored in the vast expanse of territory that is my love for you, the people of America. And I say this to you now, treason is a word that I can simply turn around at my command and make it very favorable for the people of this nation who are called by my name and who will follow me with every part of their lives and beings. So let me, the Almighty God, be very clear about this. I am not going to tolerate another coup in this, my nation. For you, the United States of America, are way too valuable to me, and your role in the world is not something that I will compromise. Upon the authority of my word, says the Lord, Donald J. Trump is the sitting president of the United States of America, and in a very short period of time, I, the Lord God, am going to reinstate him into his rightful place. He misunderstood. I gave him a mandate that was not simply to make America great again, but to work in alliance with me in making the earth great again. So I say to my people in America, this is your national destiny. You will work with me and we will make the earth great again. It was freedom that my son set you free. Freedom was the reason he set you free. Not bondage, depression, and fear. So these slave masters and oppressors and usurpers of the United States of America that are in your orbit have been shaken and have been wiped aside by me, and they don't even know it, but claim to have all the answers. It is the season now for the government of the United States to rest upon my glorious shoulders. So arise and shine, Americans, for your light has come, and my glory is your protection and favor. Let us prepare ourselves, you and myself, your God, and you, my people, for this new thing, for there is much to be achieved. Am I the Lord God, a man that I should lie? And when I speak a word, does it ever come back to me without having fulfilled that which it was sent to achieve?